Good morning, Jerry.
Hey, Jerry.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How you feeling?
That'll rev you up.
Oh, no doubt about it, yeah. Are you surprised to be under 500 after 11 games here this season?
Yes.
What did you think you'd be right now?
Well, I thought we'd be better than this, and although I do realize the kind of competition we've got in the league, we got 9 teams that are 5-6 or 6-5 in the NFL right now, and so you have a I knew that we were in a league that has a lot of competition, but I thought we'd be better.
Speaking of being better, we know there's a lot of injuries, and injuries are not an excuse because the football world is a war of attrition. But the Cowboys have had more than their share of injuries this season. In fact, I think on the defensive side of the ball, there's 7 starters missing right now that were starting that Giants game, the first game of the season. It's hard to fix stuff that's broken.
Yeah, you know, you've got a reality of football, and that is a football season is a marathon. It's not a sprint. And you play arguably 2 to 2.5 college seasons in the NFL when you add up the preseason and you add up participation, if you do, go all the way to a Super Bowl. So that you can start off, a player can start off the equivalent of a sophomore and finish up with numbers of games and numbers of repetitions of being a junior. So you have that kind of factor you got to plug in. Injury is a big part of that.
Jerry, Thursday after the game, you're in the locker room, you passed on the chance to blame injuries for the loss and you pointed at other things. You think there's a bigger reason than injuries for the struggles?
Yeah, I think we're not consistent. And you have to create some consistency, at any part of what you're doing, special teams as well as offense or defense. And when you don't have that, we have times when we're really clicking on all cylinders. A lot of times that's after we've given the team we're playing a significant lead. That really takes not only the wind out of the sails relative to our fans, but it really creates an uphill battle relative to the team. It changes the way you were preparing to play the game, what you practiced. You may be out there running plays that you didn't rep but a few times in practice, whereas you would like to be running the stuff that you had really prepared for that team.
Is that more on the players or is that on the coaching?
Oh, I think it's both. It's obviously because you got so many people involved. You got a coaching staff of 18. You know, when a player's out on the field, you got 1.5 coaches sitting there to keep an eye on him and in essence, coach him up when he comes off if you want to do numbers. But you've got 18 or 19 coaches. You've got if you want to go that far, you can say, well, you've got your scouts, your pro scouts, and then you got the players sitting out there. And so you got a lot of people involved when a guy steps up there and doesn't make the play.
Do you have enough time left in the season to get it right and get into the playoffs?
Getting it right, we do, yes. We're running out of time as to the playoffs. And do we have enough time? It's numerically possible. And but you've got to really step out here this week and do the right things to win a ball game on the field. But you have time to do that. Certainly, you want to be, as you go into the final weeks of your season, you want to be playing at an uptick to play well in the playoffs. But there's another reason why you want to be playing well, too. You want to be playing well so that you can basically look at your core and see where you are with your core, evaluate your core as far as seasons to come.
Do you have
So there's several reasons for playing well, and there's no lack of incentive in pro football because players know that they've got the eye of the league, the eye of not only the Cowboys, but everyone's on them. So you'll have big effort.
Is it more hard in this era than it was in the 90s to keep players accountable because of the salary cap and how hard it is to build depth?
Oh, I don't think so. I think you may have asked two or three, or at least two questions there. Accountability, I don't see a difference. I know that you've always felt that these players know how precious these jobs are, how lucky they are to get the rewards and play in the NFL, and they love to play football. So now, that's there. That accountability from the standpoint of the competition, from the standpoint of the rules, competitiveness aspect of it. I'd say you've got higher competition, not to take away anything, but you've just got bigger, faster players.
Jerry, you know, a lot of fans get frustrated with the offense because it's not scoring a lot of points, and they're frustrated with the offensive coordinator who happens to be the head coach. I know you probably feel that the head coach is doing a great job. Do you separate that at all, or do you say, okay, you know, in other words, Jason's being criticized for the offense even though he's doing a great job overall as the head coach with the culture, with the way the players respect him in the locker room and the way things are going, but then on the game day, the offensive coordinator is taking a lot of heat with all the things he's having to deal with?
Yes. That's a two-edged sword. The hardest working person in an organization, in my mind, is the offensive coordinator. They've got more to do in a game week than anyone. Consequently, they really have the hardest job, as well as having the most to do. They have to coach offense. Your players don't rely on as much instincts as you do on defense, and the coaches don't rely on it as much. In other words, you've got to have discipline. You've got to know where you're going. And frankly, you can have a player mess it up on defense and still make a defensive play. You have a player mess it up on offense, and chances are you've run the play. And that's a little bit of an exaggeration, but not much. So it's tougher in general, in my mind. Having said that, if a coach is successful on offense and as well as being the head coach, that gives him more influence in my mind. And I agree with that. Joe Gibbs is the one that basically explained that to me a long time ago. And so when I asked in visiting with him about head coaches, he said, I always like to have and he did it that way, one that is coaching one side of the ball or the other, preferably offense.
Is it harder to be the offensive coordinator or head coach slash offensive coordinator when a team is struggling as opposed to a team that's loaded with talent? In other words, yeah, you're under a tougher microscope, and I'm not saying that Jason can't do both. He's been doing both. But do you ever see yourself getting a walk-around coach again?
Well, I don't want to rule out anything, but you've said a couple of things there as well. Jason could easily be a walk-around coach. All you've got to do is get him an offensive coordinator. But again, you take away some of the pluses that go with being the coordinator and the head coach. I thought you were going to ask, well, or is it sophisticated enough today? Are the defenses throwing enough at you today that it's more difficult to be an offensive coordinator today than it used to be? I don't know. I really can't answer that one. But you could easily make the case, but I don't have a statistic or a fact-based answer for you there. I will say this, if you get it in the end zone and your head coach is the coordinator, there's more of a feeling he got it in the end zone. And he helped us get it in the end zone like the quarterback did. I think that without a doubt that offensive being a coordinator, offensive coaching is dramatically helped when you've got a top quarterback to work with. Obviously I think we have a top quarterback to work with.
Jerry Jones with us in the GBAC Nation. The buzzword is for people that are frustrated, myself included from time to time, Jerry, is that he has too much on his plate. How do you evaluate that statement?
Well, I think that he certainly has the capacity to handle a lot of things. I've heard all of my life that if you really want a job done right, pick the busiest person you can find to go do it. It just has always worked that way. A small percentage of people do 85% of the work. Those are the kinds of things that I've heard. The facts are that I do know that you can cover too much ground, and you let detail drop through the cracks when you cover a lot of ground. The advantages are also there, and at this particular juncture, Jason doesn't have too much on his plate.
We're talking with Jerry Jones, Jerry Jones Show, 105.3 The Fan, the G-Bag Nation, Chris Arnold, Gavin Dawson. Jerry, the Cowboys have started offensively so slow the first half, the last 6 weeks or so. Everybody's got a theory. I was wondering if you had a theory on why they've gone so well the second half, you know, whether they won the game in overtime or won it or lost it in the last few seconds. But the first half has always been so frustrating.
Yeah, well, of course, we've had the last five games where we've been outscored 77-29 in the first half. You've got them. And then in the second half, we've outscored the other team 97-52. I actually thought we started good last week against the Redskins in the first quarter. We took the ball down, drove it down. We got in the red zone, mess up. We didn't get it in for a score. We got three, and we later know that seven was needed with what they were fixing to do to us with their offense. Then we had them to three and out twice, I think, in their first two possessions. So we started real good, and of course the RG3 and the bottom fell out with his exceptional play in my mind in the second quarter. So I would agree. There's no question. We'd like to start faster. You know, if you come out gunslinging, you come out throwing, then you've got a chance for the turnovers. It's just a fact. And so if you can establish the run early, like we did against Philadelphia earlier in the year, then that does help you have a good start. But it's certainly something that's not unnoticed by everyone involved with the Cowboys.